Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ton of viable candidates for the Democratic nomination. I mean, pretty big numbers put up by three candidates in New Hampshire, obviously being led by Bernie Sanders. Can you talk about what kind of race you think this is going to be as these caucuses and primaries unfold in the coming weeks and months, especially when it looks like there are a number of viable candidates at this point in the race?
Right. Well, I think the race will really turn on how quickly some of the candidates drop out of the race and leave either the more radical progressive wing of the Democratic Party unified around probably Bernie Sanders if Elizabeth Warren drops out in the next few weeks, or around a moderate candidate, a more moderate liberal candidate, Buttigieg or Klobuchar. It looks like Biden's candidacy is on the ropes, but then there's Bloomberg in the background. So that's a more crowded element of the field, and I think will take longer to shake out. So at this point, I have to say that Sanders' prospects look pretty rosy, but a lot of this will come down to Super Tuesday, and I think we'll know a lot more about where the Democrats are headed after that.
What do you think it would take to cause certain candidates, like you mentioned Biden and Warren, who performed fairly poorly, or not fairly, they performed poorly in New Hampshire, what would it take for them to drop out within the next 2 weeks?
Well, I don't think they'll drop out in the next 2 weeks. I think they'll probably, even if they don't do well in Nevada and South Carolina, I think they've been around long enough and they have a well enough established campaign organization to get through Super Tuesday. And I think once we have those results, I think at that point they either won't have enough money or their poll numbers will look too weak to continue. And I think at that point things will be a good deal clearer to us. And we won't necessarily have a dominant front runner, but I think at that point the field will have dwindled to two or three possible candidates.
And then lastly, obviously I think most people would put Bernie Sanders as the clear front runner, kind of the clearest path to the nomination, having won the popular vote in both Iowa and New Hampshire. Talk about what his current electability looks like in two ways. The first way being the fact that he is so far left, and what that says about the current state of the Democrat Party as a whole, and then also what you think his electability is compared to Donald Trump, who he'd obviously have to go up against in November.
Well, I think Sanders, as you say, I mean, he's on the left wing of the left-wing party, and that puts him at a disadvantage in terms of in the general election. On the other hand, he has a very committed following, energizes candidates or voters, and we're in this period of intense polarization. So while a lot of moderate Democrats now may say that they can't go along with Sanders, when push comes to shove and the choice is between Sanders and Trump, a lot of them will come home to the Democratic Party, just as a lot of never Trump voters or Republicans in 2016 in the last couple of weeks came back to be sort of reluctant Trump voters. And so I think whoever the Democratic candidate is, even if it's Sanders, will mount a strong challenge to Trump. The advantage at this point is in Trump's favor, and you know, his approval ratings are good enough, the economy is strong enough. Americans generally don't turn out first party term incumbents. The record's very strong on that. So it's his election to lose, I think, but it's going to be a very close election.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.